This is the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I'm a big star, you know.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.
DCR.
Bill O'Brien has officially been hired as the offensive coordinator of Alabama.
It's like a reclamation job at this point.
I would love to be a coaching intern for Nick Saban.
Be careful what you ask for.
I would love to do it.
Why do you think he would not, Chris?
I mean, because he'd get slapped around, literally and figuratively. I don't know how much he would enjoy that.
I'll get kinky with it. Give me a national right. championship. Let Nick slap me around a little bit.
This is DCR.
What do you need, coach? Whack.
So I'd really rather not have any more questions about, is it okay to lose this game? It's never okay to lose a game.
Slap you.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, DCR with you, 98.7 ESPN. DCR on 98.7 ESPN, presented by Progressive Insurance. And all guests on DCR appear via the Goodyear hotline. Just a couple of moments, Rob Ninkovich is going to join us. You know, it's funny, I looked up how old he is. He's been retired for a couple of years now. He's 36. Tom Brady continues to play at 43. The fact, you look at Roethlisberger, you look at Breeze, you look at these guys who clearly have seen their better days. I'm not saying Brady is what he was, but he's still so good. He's 43 years old, Rick.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, the commitment he's made to his body and you know all the things he does behind the scenes. It's incredible. At 43, I mean, I don't think anyone you expected him to be good. I don't think anyone expected him to look this good at 43 years old. How could you?
No. Nobody expected to see this kind of Tom Brady. But, I mean, that just speaks to the mental toughness that the dude has. I mean, to be able to push your body, you know, to the point where you can go through the rigors of an NFL season and still have the ability to produce the way that he has. I mean, Dave, the guy's thrown 40 touchdown passes this season.
No, it's not. It's 40. Not normal. It's really not.
Who
and what's
that?
Amazing to me is that he has this desire to win after having won so much. Like, it's such a rarity, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, he continues to find ways to put that chip on his shoulder and have something that motivates him, right? Like, I just don't know how you continue to get motivated after the consensus is that you're the greatest player at the position all time. Like, if you're putting a Mount Rushmore of football players together, Tom Brady's face is on it. I don't care who's making the list.
It's a gorgeous face, too. Gorgeous.
Looks younger now than he did 7 years ago.
How did that happen? How does he look younger now than he did at the combine?
Plastic surgery.
I don't think he's had plastic surgery.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You think he has?
I don't know, plastic surgery. He's had some work done.
Looks terrific.
He's had some work done up top, too. I mean, he gets it. There's no one that gets more hair as they get older. Like, you watch when he started, they do like
Ryan Urlacher, more hair.
Well, because he's got hair put, because he got a hair
yes.
treatment. Do you see the picture of him and George Blanda?
Yes. George Blando at like 47 looked like he was 79 years old.
They were the same age in the picture. He looked like he was 10 years older than Brady.
Yeah, Tom Brady. Tom, if you didn't know and you looked at a picture of Tom Brady now, you'd think he was like 34.
He looks amazing. To want to put himself through this too at his age is, what? I mean, every single day the grind of it is impressive.
Guys, I know this is a long shot, but what if Tom Brady actually wins this thing? Like of the four teams that are left, I would probably say that I would probably say that the Bucks, in my opinion, have the worst chance of being able to win the Super Bowl. But what if Tom Brady, some way, somehow, finds a way to win the next two games?
I don't know what more there is to say.
For his legacy? Like, everybody has the question of whether or not it's Belichick or it's Brady, and you know, we all think it's both, obviously. Both of them are the greatest to do it of all time at their respective jobs. But, I mean, if he were to actually break off of Belichick, leave New England, and win a Super Bowl the next year?
Yeah, you're all of a sudden now. I mean, you start talking about Tom Brady as his own dynasty, like LeBron James is his own dynasty. You go somewhere else, and you go to somewhere, a completely different offense, new players and everything else, and in your first year you win a Super Bowl at 43 years old?
Like Bill Belichick was holding him back.
That's unbelievable. Could you imagine if Bill Belichick was the coach of this Tampa team with this much talent?
They are talented.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be as colorful without BA. I love Bruce Arians as their head coach.
No, it wouldn't
just,
be as
it
fun.
It just fits.
Yeah, it wouldn't be as fun, but I could only imagine.
So Antonio Brown, I guess, game time decision. I don't know if he's going to be able to go after injuring his knee last week.
Yeah, but you still have Scotty Miller and they got
him. No, I know.
I think he's going to play. I mean, it's the NFC Championship.
Yeah, exactly. I'm about to say, it's a chance to win a ring. He'll be out there.
That's all gamesmanship, Dave. By the way, I mean, as good as Antonio Brown is, and he's awesome, I mean, the connection that Tom Brady has with Scotty Miller is real.
Absolutely.
Like, as far as throwing the ball down the field, so, I mean, Scotty Miller has gotten the job
done. You could argue
the
catch of the week. The most important play last week was the play to, was it Tyler Johnson? Is that his name?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was an unbelievable catch.
Ridiculous catch. He's got weapons all over the place.
Should be a good game.
I hope the cold doesn't affect, because I want, you know, Cassie, her family, they're from Tampa, so they want Tampa to win. I hope the cold doesn't affect, like, Chris Godwin, ever since he broke that finger, his hands have not been the same. And I can imagine when it's 20 degrees out trying to catch a Tom Brady football, it's not going to be very easy. Right?
Yeah, which is why I think this game is going to come down to the offensive lines of both teams and being able to run the ball. Because both quarterbacks rely on play action a hell of a lot.
Yep.
So I think whatever offensive line is able to assert their will on that defensive front, that's the team that's going to win that game.
It's the early game, too. It's 3 o'clock. You got to be kidding me how perfect that is. Oh.
It's perfect. But both games are really exciting. I mean, you're telling me you're not juiced up for Kansas City and Buffalo?
No, but I feel like I kind of know how Kansas City and Buffalo is going to go. Like, if Pat Mahomes is healthy, Kansas City's going to win that game. But with this Packers-Bucks game, I mean, I think Green Bay is going to win, but I just can't bet against Tom Brady. I can't. Not with a team as talented as the Bucks, and with that defense flying around the way that it did against the Saints.
You've already seen it happen, too. I mean, Tampa, they whacked them. I mean, Green Bay was up 10, and then all of a sudden Aaron Rodgers throws a pick
six. Because Aaron Rodgers made some bad decisions. I don't expect that to be the case this week.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, but sometimes...
Maybe Ty Bowles just has Aaron Rodgers' number.
Yeah, certain teams match up well against other teams.
Yeah.
So maybe it's the defense that gave him trouble.
Maybe it is.
I don't know, but you have both teams playing... I mean, both teams, for the most part, outside of Bakhtiari, who's a huge loss for Green Bay, are for the most part, pretty healthy, too.
Yep.
So, I mean, this is going to be... This is going to be at 3
o'clock. It's going to be a great weekend. Oh. It really is. Let's go to Tom in Norwood, wherever that might be. Tom, you're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. Where's Norwood?
It's in Bergen County. It's Bergen County, of course, being the sixth borough of New York.
Demora is outstanding, by the way. Love that restaurant.
Oh, and by the way, just to let you know, I think you said the other day the only shopping is over in Whole Foods and Alpine. There's lots of other supermarkets around, so they've got lots of choices.
Canty's bougie like that. You know he only shops at Whole Foods. Stop it.
There's lots of other supermarkets. Okay, all right. I only lived there for 10 years, but okay.
I was just letting you know. Hey, if you ever want to get together for coffee, let me know.
I think you should. It'll be nice. We'll get your information, and you and Chris can meet up this weekend. Like 3 o'clock on Sunday would be perfect timing. Go ahead, Tom. What do you
got? I would love to, but I got a hypothetical question. I'm a diehard Raider fan. I've been hemorrhaging silver and black for the last 20 years. And it all started back to this little tuck rule thing that really kind of launched Tom Brady's career. So let's take a look at that and say it went the other way. Are we having this conversation as to how great Tom Brady is today? Or does he kind of fade into the background because his team lost? The Raiders obviously would have gone on to the Super Bowl, probably would have won. Would we be talking about Tom Brady the way he is now? Again, hypothetically, I just wanted to bring that up to you.
Well,
guys.
I mean, hypothetically, I mean,
he's gone to 9 Super Bowls. Yeah, so I mean, if he doesn't go to 1, would we be talking about Tom Brady the same way? Probably.
Do you think his career would stay exactly the way it was, or do you think that would be even a bigger chip?
He wasn't going to lose his job, Tom. It wasn't like he all of a sudden because he fumbled they were going to replace him. He would have still been the quarterback for the Patriots.
I'm not saying that, but would do you think his work ethic would have changed? Again,
no.
His work ethic hasn't changed. He's played in 21 years. His work ethic hasn't changed. That one game wasn't going to change it.
Oh, by the way, too, what did Tom Brady expect to? I get like he's got the big giant chip on his shoulders. I think we're underselling it as a chip. I mean, for what he's done.
The boulder.
Yeah, what is
Mount
he doing?
Mount Everest.
Have you seen the pictures of him at the combine?
Yes.
And then him run? And then his college career. I mean, it wasn't like where did you expect to get drafted? I mean, could you have been, I mean, maybe not the sixth round, but could you have been that surprised?
No.
You got replaced by Drew Henson.
It wasn't a great college quarterback, and he didn't show well at the combine.
Have you seen those pictures?
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, wait till I take my shirt off. They're going to be really impressed. I mean, seriously? Give the guy credit, man.
Well, I feel like he's kind of justified, though, the career that he's had versus everybody else.
More than kind of.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm
he's fully justified it.
No, absolutely. But, I mean, what would he – I mean, come on.
Yeah, but you know what? You know this. I mean, guys need to find something to motivate themselves.
Yeah,
and that
but
motivated him.
But of every position on the football field, you would say that one, athleticism is not prioritized as much as everything else. You know what I'm saying? Like the ability to process information and make quick decisions. Like there are more intangibles that go into playing quarterback than any other spot on the field. So, I mean, Tom Brady is just, he's a one of one, man. Like this, we're not going to see anything like this in the NFL. I mean, maybe Pat Mahomes has a chance to win as many championships, but I mean, it's so hard to stay healthy and to stay out there and to continuously compete at a high level. It just is.
And outside of the 1 year where he tore his knee up, has he missed any time at all?
No. I mean, he had the suspension at the beginning of that 2016 season. That was it, Dave.
Yeah, that's amazing. Doc and Hewlett. Doc, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, guys. Love your show. So I hear Chris Canty, brilliant guy, love what he has to say, talking about the greatest coach of all time, and I always take exception. Bill Belichick is a great coach who, unfortunately, his only other stint was with the Cleveland Browns, and they never really broke 500, and I don't hear anybody talk
They went to the playoffs, the Cleveland Browns.
Okay, my bad. I think Parcells took five separate teams to the playoffs under duress. Certainly not a great quarterback in New England, went to the Super Bowl. Took the Giants to two Super Bowls, and yes, Belichick was on the staff. But
that was before free agency.
Yes, Drew.
That's before free agency and the salary cap constraints. I mean, here's the thing. I play for Parcells. I love Parcells. My favorite coach of all time, high school, college, or pro. My favorite coach. I love Bill. And even I got to admit, Bill Belichick was better at it. Now, Bill Belichick will never say that because he learned most of what he knows from Parcells. And he'll always pay homage. But Bill Belichick is the greatest coach the NFL has ever seen. To be able to have that level of success, to go to 9 Super Bowls in 20 years, what is it, 14 conference championship games? I mean, I don't understand how you can minimize that. The proof is in the Lombardi trophies. They got 6 of them. Who else has done that in the salary cap era with free agency, which didn't start to the early 90s? Come on, man. Stop it.
They're both great. I don't know why we always have to do this. LeBron and Jordan
are better. Yeah, they're great, but there's levels to this thing. And to me, Bill Belichick is clearly a cut above the rest. Clearly.
It's certainly an interesting conversation. Parcells is sensational as well, and Parcells has had success. I mean, he made the Jets were halfway from going to the Super Bowl, so what he did was really remarkable as well.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
You're absolutely right.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, how about that? All right, let's bring him in. Rob Ninkovich joins us here on 98.7 ESPN. We'll push the Knicks conversation to a few minutes down the road. Rob, we appreciate a couple minutes. We were talking about it earlier in the show. You look at Roethlisberger, he's clearly not the same guy. You look at Breeze, he's clearly not the same guy. I know you're a huge fan of Tom Brady. You won championships with Tom Brady. But how surprised are you, honestly, that at 43, at this stage of his career, he's still able to compete and play at this high of a level?
I'm pretty surprised. I mean, you got to look at all the little things that he does that helps him, you know, at 43 years old, and, you know, a little bit of luck's involved. You know, you look at Roethlisberger hurting his elbow, having to have a season-ending surgery to repair that last year. You know, you look at Drew Brees and breaking like a million ribs. Tom has been pretty lucky in a sense that he only had one real serious injury, and that was in 2008 where he tore his ACL. And, you know, after that, he's been pretty lucky, and he's been able to avoid some serious injuries and, you know, stay healthy. And, you know, you look at what he's able to do and the way his body's made up, he's able to still sling it, and it's really impressive. You know, it just goes to show you how well he does take care of himself and every single thing that he does. I mean, the guy doesn't drink alcohol. He doesn't eat anything that's red, which is crazy. So it's just, you know, it's pretty impressive at 43, and you look at his record. I mean, he's the GOAT.
Rob, let me ask you a question, and I don't even know if you can answer this question or not, but it just seems like, you know, certain players end up in certain spots, and it's the perfect fit. Like Pat Mahomes being drafted by Kansas City and Andy Reid seems like the perfect spot for Pat Mahomes. Do you think that Tom Brady would have ever reached this level as, you know, the GOAT if he hadn't been drafted by the Patriots with Bill Belichick?
I mean, I think that's a question that you really can't answer, because in his, like, it's just the way it went down. And you know, people ask me all the time, the Tom and Bill thing, is it Tom, is it Bill? Well, you know, they built something special for a very long time because of each other, and they had, you know, they had the greatest coach of all time, and you had the greatest quarterback of all time playing on the same team. So that's why they were able to create history. So, you know, Tom would have been successful no matter where he was. I just truly believe that he would be successful. But, you know, you look at what he's been able to do with the Patriots, you know, it works both ways. Because of Bill, there was success. It's not just one guy that wins championships. It's a team effort. So, you know, Bill and Tom, I think they both, you know, worked well off each other, and they're able to have a tremendous 20-year run, which I don't see ever being matched.
Rob, in looking at the AFC Championship game, a lot of people have been saying that the Buffalo Bills have to have more balance on offense. They got to be able to run the ball and control time of possession to keep scoring down. But when I look at Pat Mahomes' career, there's only been one team to win a game scoring in the teens against the Chiefs. There's only been one team to win a game when scoring in the 20s against the Chiefs. So I just asked the question, like, is that the formula, or how would the Buffalo Bills have to go about beating Kansas City?
Well, to beat Kansas City, and teams that have ever beat Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes, they've averaged 35 rushes for 166 yards in those games. So I think that's pretty much and that's one of my points. That's why I have that off the top of my head. That's what I'm going to speak on today. You have to run the football, because when you do that, it eats up the time of possession, which Kansas City, we know they can score basically whenever they want to score. They're that explosive. But when you limit the amount of touches, it puts more pressure on each possession, which I feel could be one of the deciding factors in this game. It only takes one batted pass or one turnover that could change the outcome of these games. We saw that with Buffalo against the Ravens, that interception for 100 yards, the pick six. I mean, that changed the whole game. That changed everything. So I think Buffalo is going to have more balance no matter what, because if you go into the game saying, hey, we're just going to throw the ball every down, that creates a lot of touches for Kansas City, and the more they touch the ball, they're even more dangerous.
Rob Ninkovich with us here, 98.7 ESPN with DCR. When you look at that AFC game, and Patrick Mahomes obviously left the game last week, and concerns about the toe, concerns about the concussion as well, how worried should we be? I mean, do you think, because a lot of people seem to think, hey, he's going to go out there, he's going to be fine, there'll be no letdown, no issues at all. I mean, do you think we're going to see a really compromised version of Patrick Mahomes this week?
I mean, he's young enough. I don't think it'll faze him. I think he's just going to go out there and he'll be completely fine. You know, the toe, I've had turf toe. It looked like maybe a turf toe issue. That is painful. I mean, I've had that. I've dealt with that. And that's probably the more limiting thing than the concussion. The concussion, I'm sure he feels great and he's back and he feels fine. Now, with play calling, are you going to run a speed option with a quarterback having a toe and just coming off a concussion? I don't think so. So I'm sure that the play calling might be a little bit altered to take a little bit of the risk out when it comes to Patrick Mahomes taking contact and putting himself in harm's way. I'm sure Andy Reid will make sure that he doesn't do that. But, you know, I think he'll be fine. You know, there's things that they do before the games that really help with pain. So I think he'll be completely fine when it comes to the toe.
Rob Ninkovich joins us here on the show. Rob, NFC Championship game on both sides, Green Bay and Tampa. What do you think the keys are for either one of those teams to win?
Well, I mean, Tampa, it's all about Tom keeping him upright and keeping the pressure off Tom. If you can let him evaluate the field and – go through his progressions, he can still kill you. So, you know, I think that the key for Tampa is to keep that offensive line aggressive and getting after people, starts up front. So if Tampa can keep Tom clean, it's going to be a close game. I got to go with my guy Tom Brady because he's my guy and played with him. And, you know, I got a few nice things. I like to get the free T-shirts in the mail, so I got to stay with Tom. But on the flip side of that, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is one of the best, and he's really good. He's playing at a high level right now. So it's going to be a tough task for Tampa, especially going up north. It's going to be a little chilly. It's going to be colder up there than it is down with those palm trees. So they're going to have the right mentality going into that game if they want to come out and get to the Super Bowl.
Rob, if you had to look at one player outside of the quarterbacks in this game to be the X factor, who would that guy be?
For the Packers in Tampa?
Yeah.
I would say Jensen, the center for Tampa. I mean,
Big Red.
When you look at him, yeah, that's right. When you watch him last week, and he was throwing dudes off the field, you know, like he was literally getting into people and pushing them around. And when you see one guy in a group of like eight Saints, you know, getting in everyone's faces, it just kind of sets the tone. So I would anticipate that he's going to be the tone setter for the offensive line because, like I said earlier, it all comes down to how they play. If they can protect Tom, if they can run the football, they can be nasty up front. That sets the tone for the rest of the game. And, you know, guys coming off the field, headbutting each other, getting excited. When your offensive line is feeling it like that, then you're in for a long day. So I think it starts up front, and Jensen's got to have a big day.
Rob, we appreciate a couple of minutes. Enjoy the games on Sunday. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, good stuff. Yeah, it's already starting to hit me that this is it. After this Sunday, next Sunday, no football.
That's depressing, Dave.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't focus on that right now. Let's just be happy that we got.
Yeah, let's just enjoy this weekend. We'll worry about next week when it gets here.
You know, it's gonna be here sooner rather than later. Unfortunately,
you sound like my brother. He's like, oh, I can't believe I got to do this tomorrow. I'm like, can't you just worry about what we're doing today, please? Stop worrying about tomorrow.
I can't. I'm the guy that teases the show. I look ahead. That's what I do.
Yeah, but don't tease life. Enjoy it. Cherish it.
I'm gonna enjoy Sunday. When we pop on Monday morning, there's a piece of me will have died. A little piece.
Well, yeah, take that piece that died. And let's reinvest that into your competition going on at school. Win that. Win that for your son.
I already won the week. Energy.
I know you did, but you got to keep it going. Don't touch the
week
money.
3-0. For those that don't know, by the way, I'm in a battle with a I'm seemingly, in my mind, a crazy woman over picking Alex up on time. About 5 weeks ago, he says, Dad, there's this girl in my class, and she leaves earlier than me every single day. And she makes fun of me the next day that she's you know, getting out of school before me. I said, have no fear. I'm on it. He leaves school at 3. I am in line for pickup now. Yesterday, 2:27. 2:27. I know the security guard. He's yelled at me day after day now at this point. I have special nooks and crannies of the parking lot I hide in. He yelled at me. I pretended I didn't speak the language a couple weeks ago. I mean, and I've rattled off 5 consecutive week victories. It is now 6-5.
6-5, you're down 1.
Down
1. Going into next week. Going
down
into today.
One.
Going into today.
No, but I already won this week. So going into next week, down 6-5.
Oh, it's a big week. This is a
next
huge
week.
Next
week is a huge week. I told him today because I've already won the week 3-0 because there was no school on Monday. So I told him today, don't expect to be picked up before like 3:15, 3:30. I'm not getting there anytime early.
So week 17, you're just going to rest the starters then.
That's what we're doing. We're not going to put Nate Sudfeld in to pick him up or anything like that, but we will not be there timely today. So I said to Sherry the other day, I go, "Listen, I said, you know what? I'm up against this woman's crazy." And she looks at me and she goes, "Yeah, she's the crazy one."
Yeah, exactly right. She's the crazy one. You know what the best part of this is hopefully that someone that knows this woman has heard this now and this becomes actually something that she's aware of, so
because I don't think she has any idea that this has turned into a battle.
Of course she doesn't. She has no idea.
I'm crazy. I'm looking for license plates. I'm trying to see if she's ahead of me online.
You're a sick individual. You really are.
Everything is competitive. It's crazy.
No, that's crazy. Yeah.
It's healthy. It's not normal.
This started off as like some innocent flirting between this girl and your son, and it has now turned into a legitimate competition for you.
Yes. And for me, I'm like, Alex,
hey,
did we win again?
You.
Yeah, Dad, we won.
You're a loser.
I don't think he cares as much as I care.
Well, you're setting the tone. You got to show him how much you care about him. And then he'll realize that you're a psychopath.
That's right. I set the alarm the other morning. It's a half day on Wednesday. I set the alarm after my nap so I could get up and get rolling out there.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I don't wake up at 4 a.m. to wear a swim shirt.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DCR on ESPN.
There's not a lot of time that we could talk about the Knicks being 500 at this point of the season. So let's spend a couple of minutes on that right now. And not only are they 500.
They're 16 games in.
No, but look, Chris, you laugh. It's a big deal. We're not the Lakers. This is not what you're used to. We're 500. We were 5-8. They looked awful. They had lost games in a row. They looked terrible. They come out. They beat up on the Celtics last week. Then they have a terrible game, but they win against Orlando. And then I thought they looked really good last night. Offensively, they were exceptional. R.J. Barrett played well. Randall continues to wow you with his kind of new look 2021 version of himself. I mean, I think you have to be excited about the Knicks right now.
Well, here's the thing, Dave, and you mentioned it. They had lost 5 games in a row. So to be able to respond and win 3 straight and have 2 performances against quality teams, teams we expect to be in the postseason in the same week, like, to me, that's impressive. And that just shows that Tom Thibodeau is not going to let this team quit. Especially on the defensive end of things. Like, they're the top-ranked defense in the NBA for a reason. And if they can continue to challenge shots and get their hands in the passing lanes and be aggressive, be physical, that's going to give them opportunities to stay in a lot of ball games. Even though we recognize there are some challenges on the offensive end, the way they play defense allows them to compete, and the point in case of that was last night.
But that's what I love, Dave. I mean, how many times have we seen, you know, a coach get hired and in the press conference, he talks about, you know, how this team is going to be gritty. They're going to fight hard. They're going to play
great
defense.
And they never do.
And they never do.
Yep. All the time.
All the time.
Is there a coach that doesn't say that? I mean, have you ever seen a press conference with any coach? I mean, yeah, the Lions guys talk about eating the opposition yesterday. Rob Saleh is even, you know, very over the top with, you know, how they're going to play. I mean, that's what coaches do. That's what they do. It's coach speak. Joe Judge did it. They all do it. Every coach in every sport does it. And this is one of the... I can't say a few times, but it's nice to see that they're actually responding to that kind of conversation.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to one-up each other, but I mean, this has actually come to fruition. Like, you're seeing a team play great defense. I mean, Canty mentioned it. I mean, they lead the NBA in points allowed per game. They lead the league in field goal percentage and three-point shooting percentage. I mean, they're playing. He's delivered on exactly what he told you this team would look like. Like, the identity of this team was going to be a great defensive team that, you know, if... You know, fingers crossed, would be making shots, which they did last night. They're going to be in every single one of these games with a chance to win. And that's. I mean, you turn the television on, you have a pretty good idea every night what to expect from the Knicks.
Yeah, but it's exciting.
I love it.
When was the last time you thought about the Knicks? I'm actually, and let's get some Knicks fans here. 800-919-3776. They're 16 games in. This is not game 6 where you're 3-2, and you're 16 games in. You watched them play a decent amount of basketball. And you could argue that their best game was last night. They've had some good wins. I mean, they played really well against Milwaukee. They played really well against Boston. They played really well last night. They're actually somewhat entertaining to watch. And I will stay up late and watch this game tonight because they have kind of forced you to do that.
I'm on the ship, Omar!
When was the last time that, thank you, the Knicks actually gave you a moment where you were excited about them? It's been years.
Yeah, it's been a while, Dave, and here's the best part about it. Not only do you have to, you know, you have the entertainment factor to enjoy, but the fact that they are playing competitive games gives you an opportunity as an organization to develop the young players that you have. Like, we've been talking about it. Y'all guys were on the train for being able to make a move for Russell Westbrook because you thought Russell Westbrook would help your team be more competitive. Like, the fact that they are more competitive and the games actually mean something, I think that lends itself to being able to help your young guys have an opportunity to develop and realize their full potential, which is exactly what you're doing right now if you're Thibs in this stage of your program building.
I mean, you can see guys getting better. I mean, R.J. Barrett is clearly better. Julius Randle's having the best season of his career. I mean, they're playing tons of minutes.
Yep.
Mitchell Robinson got an early foul trouble, which has been a problem for him, but he found a way to right the ship. And he gave you 18 points in the second half. I mean, the Knicks are in 6th in the East right now. And I know it's crazy early. It's only 16 games. But
yeah,
still.
I don't want to go there yet. But I'm going to watch tonight.
Listen, I'm not saying anything about playoffs or anything else. I'm just saying the reality is at 500 right now, They're right in the middle of this thing.
They are right in the middle. All right, we say Knicks. Knicks fans are all lined up. Let's go to Paul in Jersey. Paul, you're next up on 98.7. What's up, buddy?
Hello there. Hey, I apologize. I'm going to pull over and turn my Bluetooth off. Give me just a second.
No, take as much time as you need. The last thing we want to do is rush you on this big Friday.
Just be safe, Paul. Be safe.
Yeah. So pull over. Take your time. Get the Bluetooth set up accordingly. Whenever you're ready for us, we're ready
for
you.
I'm over. So, yeah, I was at the game when Willis limped out on the court for the seventh game of the finals in 1970, and we've been waiting a long time since 73, since the second time they won, and we haven't won in the Garden since then, and this is exciting. Some of the early stuff, I was afraid it was Lynn's sanity again, but I think this is real, and we're excited about it.
How can you not be excited about it? And listen, I mean, getting Burks back last night, I mean, he was okay last night, but he was your second best scorer before he went down.
Yeah, no, and he can shoot the basketball, and you don't have a lot of that.
I'd like to see Quickly start to earn the trust of Thibs, though, give him some more minutes, because he's way more dynamic than Elfrid Payton. And then Toppin. I mean, Toppin concerns me a little bit.
Well, he's athletic without much offensive game.
He had the calf injury. He's a young guy at the start of his career. So, I mean, I wouldn't be as concerned about that. I think he'll come around. He had a couple of nice dunks last night.
He's athletic.
He's athletic. So, I mean, I think he'll figure it out. But the most important thing for me is, can you trust this Knicks team? And I would say you can because of how they play defense. They're fourth in defensive rating. So that's per 100 possessions. They are fourth in the amount of points they allow.
Yep.
That's something that you can trust. If we've seen a 16-game sample size, I think it's going to be around that the rest of the season. Now, we'll see what they turn into on the offensive end. But again, if you can play defense like the way they've played defense, you're going to have a chance in a lot of games, especially in the Eastern Conference.
That's right. And this is the year of all years that, you know, there's teams that aren't, I mean, they're going to rest guys. They're not going to play as hard. It's a weird, weird season. So if you come to play every single night, you're going to have a chance to win a lot of basketball games. AJ in Eastchester. AJ, you're next up on 98.7, bud.
Good morning, guys. Congratulations on the morning spot. Just wanted to point out, we're Knicks fans. We're beaten. We're broken. But, you know, we're 8-8. It's exciting. It's fun to watch. And the fact that they're competing at this level without a formidable star, I think it's a huge thing. You know, it's good for us as Knicks fans to be, like, you know, confident that things are pushing in the right direction. And if I could point out one more thing, yesterday, I think it was Santi that said that gave his three stars, and his number one star was the fact that was to the D train, seeing as that's the only D that we're going to have in New York.
You like that?
No, I didn't, actually, because as a Knicks fan, I'm like, wait a minute, aren't we number one?
No, he said Brooklyn. Like the only D that's
talking. He was talking about Brooklyn.
He said Brooklyn.
He was talking about Brooklyn.
Oh, just for Brooklyn in general. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I know you're overly sensitive. You're a Knicks fan. You've been kicked a lot of times.
I am.
I get it. Trust me. I understand it. But this is a Knicks team that you can hold your head up about, because I think they'll be competitive. And it's not outside of the realm of possibility that this is going to be a 30-plus win team.
And that's exciting, actually.
Well, think about what it's been the last 3 years, Dave.
I know.
You got to crawl before you can walk.
All right, let's go there. Rick, what's your bathroom situation like right now? You have any pressure on the bladder happening?
I just finished the coffee, so this is going to be touch and go.
Oh, this is perfect timing. Great. I've never been more excited to do this read then. Super Bowl 55 right around the corner. And when it's game day, there's a Bud Light right there waiting for you.
That's BudLight.com. The last delivery.
Right out of the tap. That's why 98.7 ESPN and Bud Light are giving away a home gating prize package, including a 50-inch television, pellet grill, cornhole set, Pong table, Yeti cooler, and so much more. You can feel that pressure building at the moment. We'll be qualifying listeners in the 7 o'clock hour every day through next Friday, January 29th, when we announce our grand prize winner of over $2,000 worth of Super Bowl home gating gear. To qualify, you'll need the keyword announced in the 5 o'clock hour of yesterday's Michael Kay show. So if you know yesterday's keyword, just be the first caller right now at 888-987-ESPN. And you'll score an Amazon Echo Dot and qualify to win the home gating with Bud Light grand prize. All from Bud Light. Find Bud Light at your local beer retailer or locate a delivery retailer at BudLight.com/delivery. And the smartest station in the game, 98.7 ESPN. To listen on your smart speakers, just say play 98.7 ESPN. ESPN. Can we hear that sounder one more time?
That's BudLight.com/delivery.
You only got 15 minutes to hold it.
No, you're the worst. I mean, you're the worst.
How am I the worst?
Because you know I just finished a gigantic coffee and that I could erupt at any second right now. You want to play it second
time?
It's
a good sounder.
It's a good sounder.
It makes you feel like you're in a bar. Like we're three guys at a bar giving you the first word on morning sports.
Yeah,
if it affects your bladder, that's out of my control.
In a bar at a urinal is what it sounds like.
No. Sounds like a urinal. Sounds like they're pouring from the tap. A nice, crisp, cold bud.
That sounds like from a kid. First of all, you can hear the can. It's not coming from a tap.
That's a tap.
No, it's a can of beer.
Sandy,
you can
hear it again.
The top.
Let's see what it does again.
That's BudLight.com/delivery.
I just
so the guy that walks around the stadium is passing out Bud Lights. He just walks around with a tap, and he makes the pop sound before he pours the beer out of the tap.
It's just a sound effect. The pop. That's out
oh
of the
okay.
Tap.
That's what that is.
Nice, cool, crisp Bud Light.
So
right
he's like, get your
tap.
Bud Light here, and then he's like, okay, yeah, I'll take one of those. He's like. And then he right out of the tap.
Opens the tap. All right, this is the sound of the tap opening. Exactly. All right. Let's go SportsCenter. Knicks leveled their long record at 8-8 after a 119-104 win at West against the Warriors. Six Knicks were in double figures on this long record. RJ Barrett pours home 28. Knicks have won three in a row. That's right, three in a row. They're back in action tonight on the back end of a back-to-back. You can't say that multiple times. Knicks and Kings coverage 9:30 tonight. Right here on 98.7 ESPN. Nets are in Cleveland again. They lost, of course, the other night to the Cavs in double overtime. Tip off for that one, 7:30. Islanders improved to 3-1 on the season. They beat the Devils 4-1 last night. Matt Barzell with a goal and two assists. Jordan Eberle puts two goals in for the Islanders. Rangers take their 1-2 record on the road in Pittsburgh, taking on the Penguins. Coverage for that one, 6:30. But pay attention, game is on 10:50 a.m. tonight. And Gary Kubiak is once again retired from the National Football League. All right, now. Are you guys ready for our NFL picks?
I can't wait for the picks.
You know, I'm ready, Dave. I'm ready.
Here we go. Santy, if you will.
The NFL on DCR.
So where do we stand, you ask? It's a beautiful, beautiful question. RJ Santillo, we had a change in selection last week. So last Sunday morning, Chris Canty sent a text to the group saying he'd like to switch from the Browns to the Chiefs. It was a bad switch for Chris Canty as the Browns covered that game. So RJ, can you tell us where in fact we are on the season in our standings?
You sure can. So Mr. DiPietro, atop the standings right now, 27-29-4.
I don't know that records are necessary. Maybe just game leads would be more appropriate.
That one's important because Rick could actually finish above 500. He's the only one that can make that claim right now. And then if you want to go back in the win column, Chris is three back, and Dave, you're one back of Chris.
So I'm right there behind Chris.
You're in last, but you're behind
everyone. Right there behind Chris.
You're behind everyone, but you're one game behind
yes,
Chris, yes.
But I have a chance to catch Chris.
You can do that.
I have no chance to catch Rick at this point with three games left. All right, are we ready
so
to go here?
You're telling me there's a chance.
There is a chance. Since I'm in last, I will begin. I've been on this Buffalo team all year long. They're getting 3 points on the road in Kansas City. I know that Rob Ninkovich says, don't worry, he's young, you're going to see a great Patrick Mahomes, and you just might. But there's something special, something magical about this Buffalo team this year. And I'm getting 3 points, and Kansas City hasn't covered. And Kansas City is great, and they had their way with Buffalo earlier on this year. But I don't know, this Buffalo defense looks better to me, and it feels like a magic carpet ride. So give me Buffalo plus the 3 on the road at Arrowhead. And then I turn my attention to the late game. Battle of the Bays. Green Bay and Tampa Bay. And Tom Brady and the Fountain of Youth travels north to Green Bay, and they're getting 3.5 points. And you might say, well, everyone's going to take Tampa plus the 3.5. Not so fast, people. I think you could argue that right now Green Bay is the best team in the NFL. They are clicking on all cylinders. Their offense is elite. Devontae Adams, you could argue, is the best receiver in the NFL. And I don't know that I've ever seen Aaron Rodgers play better football. And I don't know that I've ever seen a better running game surrounding Aaron Rodgers. It's not just Aaron Jones. It's Dylan. It's Williams. There's a ton of talent. and their defense was pretty good last week. So I will take the Packers and lay the 3.5. Give me the Bills plus the points on the road. Give me the Packers at home in Lambeau Field and lay the 3.5. And there you have my selections for championship weekend.
Well, Dave Rothenberg, I think we see that one in Lambeau Field the same way. I just think that this Packers team, and Aaron Rodgers in particular, is playing at a really high level. I know a lot of folks go back to the Week 6 matchup between the Bucs and the Packers and try to use that as some type of indicator. But, I mean, Aaron Rodgers didn't throw any touchdowns in that game. 2 interceptions, and he was sacked 4 times. Since then, Aaron Rodgers has only been sacked 13 times, and he's only thrown 3 interceptions. I just feel like this Packers offense is at a different level because Aaron has more balance. So I will take the Packers. I will lay the 3.5 points. And when it comes to the AFC Championship game, I'm not betting against Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes. I just don't see that happening. I think that this team approached last week in the start of the playoffs with a little more urgency. They got thrown a monkey wrench because Pat Mahomes got knocked out in the third quarter. But I think that they will call this game accordingly, protect him, keep him on the field. And I think that allows them to keep their distance from the Bills. So I will take the Chiefs and I'll lay the 3.
Yes.
All right, here we go, fellas. I'll start with the Chiefs, and I will lay the 3 points. I know R.J. Bell talking about how the Chiefs haven't covered and everything else, but, I mean, before Mahomes got hurt, they didn't punt against Cleveland. They didn't punt, Dave.
Yeah.
So they can clearly flip the switch. I think he'll be fine. I watched some behind-the-scenes footage of Pat Mahomes doing some warming up. Didn't look like he had a noticeable limp. So I think the toe's going to be all healed up, ready for the rock and roll, so I'll take the Chiefs minus the 3. And then the NFC Championship game. The early game, Dave, not the late game. The early game. It's a 3:05 kickoff, David. Get yourself ready. This Sunday, early game. I think we all realize where I'm going.
You're gonna go with the Bucks.
He's going Bucks.
Yeah, no. See, you misunderstood what I just told you. Here's what happens. I pick the Bucks, and they lose, and I lose the pick. I'm devastated. But a page out of Dave Rothensburg's book. If I pick the Packers,
I like it,
and they lose, I win. And if the Packers beat the Bucks and I cover, I also win. So I'll take Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers, special season, beautiful mystery of a future, and I'll lay the 3.5.
I love your thinking. I got to be honest, because what you're doing now is protecting yourself from the pain if you in fact take the Buccaneers.
Exactly right.
You've already got first place clinched. If you take Tampa and they don't cover the spread, now all of a sudden it's a loss categorically across the board. So what you've done now is you've protected yourself emotionally with your picks this weekend. It's very well done. It's very well thought out.
This is what I do. This is what I do.
Yeah, it's very well thought out. Now, if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER. They've helped the lives of many and continue to be just a phone call or click away. 800-GAMBLER support, treatment, hope. Anthony Russo comes to my defense. In Japan, he says, they walk around with backpack kegs and fill up your cup at the baseball games.
Yeah, in Germany at a soccer game, they walk around with a car with cigarettes on it. I mean, what are we talking about here? When was the last time you went to a game in Japan, David?
I mean, baseball is very big in Japan.
It's big, but have you been to a game in Japan?
Well, I've never been to Japan, no.
I was also sent a tweet that said, tell Dave, the beer that they're taking around on tap, that's not, first of all, that's not a tap because they don't have that. And by the way, that's not beer that they're serving out of it. You're out of
okay.
your mind.
Okay.
It's a can.
Okay.
Stop yourself.
All right. I don't need to be made fun of, okay? The goal was to put pressure on your bladder, not to make fun of
it,
me.
It worked. It worked. Between that good. And then the prostate, we got a lot going on here, Dave.
Good. Good. All right. Feel the rush of a chilly morning. This is for you. Embrace the possibility of the perfect snack and taste the crunch from 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey. Crunchy granola bars. We are better outside. It's not the read I thought it was. But still, I think who doesn't enjoy a Nature Valley? Nature Valley bar, right? Absolutely delicious.
You thought that was the nut butter read, didn't you?
That was the nut butter. But because I never read anything in advance, I, in fact, did not really know. All right. We'll get to the Jets in just a moment. Santi, it's time for 3 stars.
Today's 3 stars of DCR. Number 3.
Oh, number 3 has got to go to our very own Rick DiPietro for paying off a 4.5 day long tease by Dave Rothenberg. So, DP, go out, take your
thank
skate.
Thank you, my friend.
Can we
stick.
Hear that again, by the way? I mean, we heard it. It was great, but we didn't really spend time reflecting on it. Can we hear his open again? It was wonderful.
Good morning, DCR. number one pick and a Super Bowl champ with the man they can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lawrence Taylor!
Call him every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best, won't you peep the score? Sports Center E, gonna be top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise and shine with 98.7. This is Drive Time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Dave, Chris, and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
That's terrific. Well done, Senator Grim John. You just I don't think that could be any better. That's a great open.
Now maybe number after two. 4.5 days, we'll be able to hear it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Now we'll hear it all the time. Go ahead.
Star number two is going to go to Rob Salah. All gas, no brakes, no gas. Congratulations.
I like that.
Number one.
And this goes out to AJ. Make sure you listen this time, because yesterday I said there's no D train in Brooklyn. We canceled the D train in Brooklyn. However, in New York, I cannot wait to go back to Madison Square Garden and hear this on a nightly basis. Defense is back, but it's in Manhattan. Forget about the D train in Brooklyn, though.
Well, you probably definitely, I mean, you could definitely see some D down in Penn Station, I can tell you that.
Not that kind of D.
Oh,
no,
sorry.
Not that kind of D. I mean, can't you put a positive spin on anything, DiPietro? What do you got to go there for?
What? I mean, you saw the video. We both saw the video.
I know I saw the video, but the Knicks put up a great victory last night. Defensively, they played well. Offensively, they were really, really good, and you got to bring it there.
What do you want me to tell you? You know who I am. Stop it.
I know. You're like the big kid in the room. All right, so let's spend a minute on the Jets, and then we'll pass it over to KJZ. I think you got to be pleased. You know, Santiago just gave Rob Salah the number two star of the day, and you know, outside of the all gas, no brakes, whatever, and take that however you want, you got to feel good. You're a Jets fan right now. You feel like you're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, you feel good about the hire. I mean, you feel good about what he said. The no gas, all gas, no brakes. I mean, that's all coaches have sayings like that. And the fact that the structure of the top of the organization is going to change, where it's going
to
be.
That, to me, is actually the biggest thing.
Yeah. I mean, so everything I heard from him yesterday, I liked. But we'll see. I mean, he's never done it before, and fingers crossed, he's the right guy.
Nothing not to like about the hire as of right now. He's got the right credentials. He's got the right resume, the right references. But the most important thing is the players that have played for him love him, and they appreciate his approach to the game. Right now, more than anything else, the Jets need a teacher in that organization. Rob Salah seems like he's the guy.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I have nothing left.
Hear more of DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.